Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, December 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, last night, State Road 64 East was closed between Bailey Road and Barlow Road due to a structure fire. Reports tell us the road has since reopened. Two active warrants in Hardy County. Jose H. Sierra has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of methamphetamine with intent to sell. And Bernardino Rojas has two local warrants, one for failure to appear for domestic battery and one for failure to appear for DUI. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. And the two hottest toys in Polk County have sold out in just one day. The Polk County Sheriff's Office introduced Sheriff on a Shelf and Bobble Grady. The toy was available for a $15 donation to Polk Sheriff's Charities at the Sheriff's Operations Center and all district offices, but as of now, they have completely sold out. The popularity was both in and out of Polk County thanks to social media, and during their next availability, they will focus on online orders as well as locally. Your local events at 7 o'clock tonight, the forecast calls for snowflakes in downtown Sebring. Tonight is the last night you can experience snow in Circle Park. Snow in Circle Park is a free event and corresponds with Carousel of Lights. And tomorrow night is Palooza in the Park, presented by Mosaic and Main Street Wauchula. It's every third Friday starting at 6 p.m. This week, they'll be having a cornhole tournament. The cost to register is $20, and your team can sign up on the Main Street Wauchula Facebook page. Winners will receive a portion of all entry fees. Alcohol is permitted in Heritage Park for Palooza in the Park. They do ask for no glass containers, though. You must bring your own bottle or can or cup or purchase one from the pub or at Giovanni's. Your jobs here in the area are Riveter is looking for a sewing operator. 1 year of manufacturing experience, day shift availability, and U.S. work authorization are required. Alan J. Automotive Network is looking for automotive porters and detailers. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required. And Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for health workers. An associate's degree in a relevant field and U.S. work authorization are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police departments and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 85. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 81 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east southeast at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Your humidity very humid at 62%. Air quality is poor. Dew point 67 degrees. Cloud cover 25%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20, a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Six national farm and biofuel organizations want the EPA to enact regulations that help facilitate year-round sales of E15 nationwide. The group says the move would result in lower tailpipe and evaporative emissions during the summer ozone control season and improve air quality. In a letter to the EPA Administrator Michael Regan, the group says reducing the volatility of gasoline by just 1 pound per square inch would yield significant environmental benefits. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are pleased the House of Representatives passed two bills to provide producers with greater transparency in the cattle markets. The House voted 418-9 to advance legislation that would extend the authorization for livestock mandatory reporting through September of 2022. The authorization for LMR is the most important tool cattle producers have for understanding transactions and trends in the cattle markets. By a 411-13 vote, the House also passed the Cattle Contract Library Act. The House also passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act to try and solve some of the challenges in the U.S. supply chain. In recent months, ocean liners from China and other countries have been returning to their home ports empty after delivering to the U.S., making it hard for U.S. ag to export commodities. The legislation would prohibit ocean carriers from unreasonably declining opportunities as determined by the Federal Maritime Commission.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional AgriPort. It was warmer than normal and very dry in much of the Southeast over the past month. These conditions have impacted crop growth and helped speed the harvest. Pam Knox is an agricultural climatologist and director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says most of the summer crops are at the end of the harvest and frost has ended the growing season for parts of the region. Dry conditions have eased the disease pressure on row crops.
In Georgia, of course, our Vidalia onions are getting planted right now, and they're really ahead of schedule because it's been so dry. They've been able to get out in the fields every day. If you look at the harvest, it's still a little behind the five-year average. They're still playing catch-up with that. They are doing some irrigation of the small grains due to lack of rain in the areas that are dry. And then if you look down in Florida, they haven't been affected, of course, by frost yet. They've had a little bit more rain. So the citrus crop there is progressing pretty much as normal. Things are looking good there. And of course, a lot of that is irrigated as well.
Knox gave an update on how the recent weather has impacted agriculture during a monthly webinar hosted by the National Integrated Drought System. She says it's been a few good weeks for strawberries planted in the warmer areas that have started to develop quite quickly. Knox says she's been asked by blueberry and peach producers about chill hours, the measurement of hours at or below the chilling temperatures required for some plants to blossom. She refers folks to a tool called agroclimate.org, run by the University of Florida.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Mixed picture on Wall Street at mid-morning following release of the weekly job numbers. Applications for unemployment benefits rose 18,000 last week to 206,000. The market also reacting to the Fed announcing an acceleration of its pullback of economic stimulus. New home construction rebounded 11.8% last month. A strong demand continues to boost builder confidence, even with the slower winter season fast approaching. The Biden administration is imposing new sanctions on several Chinese biotech and surveillance companies and government entities. It's in response to alleged human rights abuses of Uyghur Muslims. U.S. industrial production increased 0.5% in November. The output of the nation's factories, mines, and utilities reached the highest level since January 2019. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Fosh. Just 13 games and 2 victories, and Urban Meyer has been fired as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Meyer's biggest issues came off the field, where he tried to handle a professional team like he was on a college campus. He also behaved inappropriately with a woman at a bar in Columbus, Ohio. Offensive coordinator Darryl Bevell will be the interim coach for the final 4 games. In the NHL, Chicago edged Washington 5-4 as Blackhawks defenseman Caleb Jones scored the winner in overtime.
It was crazy. You know, that's my second home game here, but that was a really loud building, and we kind of were just feeding off the momentum, and it was deafening in there. It was really cool to see, and our whole team was kind of buzzing on the bench, so it was really fun.
Washington's Alex Ovechkin knotted his NHL record, tying 274th career power play goal. Kaapo Kakko had 2 goals, including the game winner with 2:18 left as the New York Rangers beat Arizona 3-2. Troy Terry scored his 18th goal as Anaheim recorded their 4th victory in 5 games, 4-1 over Seattle. This is SRN Sports.
In the NBA, was Miami 101, Philadelphia 96. Head coach Eric Spoelstra says they don't win without Gabe Vincent's 26 points.
Gabe, in our locker room, was the player of the game. He obviously, you know, really made some big plays and big shots.
Lakers overtime, the Mavs 107-104. LA guard Austin Reeves says his game-winning three-pointer shows he belongs to the league.
It's basically been the story of my life, always being underrated. Didn't go to a big high school, so didn't get recruited much. For me to hit that shot, for my teammates to have the trust in me to take that shot is very, very special.
Atlanta beat Orlando 111-99. It was Cleveland 124, Houston 89, Milwaukee 114, Indiana 99, New Orleans 113, Oklahoma City 110, Charlotte 131, San Antonio 115, Minnesota 124, Denver 107, Utah over the Clippers 124-103, Sacramento 119, Washington 105, and Memphis 113, Portland 103. Top 25 action, 8th ranked Arizona's 10-0 after a 101-76 win over Northern Colorado. 10th ranked Southern Cal is 11-0 after beating UC Irvine 66-61. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: why does someone believe you when they say there are 4 billion stars in the sky, but has to check when you say the paint is wet? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.